Good morning.
Good morning.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. So today, we're going to be looking at the fourth Sunday of Easter, which traditionally is known as Misericordiae Domini, the merciful heart of God. We better know it as Good Shepherd Sunday. So that will be the focus of our readings and our Midrash are talking back and forth about the readings today.
Oh, let's good work.
Begin. Yeah.
All right.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, merciful Father, since you have wakened from death the shepherd of your sheep, grant us your Holy Spirit that when we hear the voice of our shepherd, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. The first reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, Acts chapter 4, verses 1 to 12. As they were speaking to the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, greatly annoyed, because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they arrested them and put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. But many of those who had heard the word believed, and the number of the men came to about 5,000. On the next day, their rulers and elders and scribes gathered together in Jerusalem with Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and all who were of the high priestly family. And when they had set them in the midst, they inquired, "By what power or by what name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are being examined today concerning a good deed done to a crippled man, by what means this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from 1 John 3:16 to 24. "By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. By this we shall know that we are of the truth and reassure our heart before him. For whenever our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. Whoever keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given us." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And the gospel is from St. John chapter 10, verses 11 through 18. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So the title of my sermon for Sunday is Shepherd, Is It an Outdated Model? I want you to think about it this way. God's word is never outdated. It is never, ever behind the times. But the negative perception that a lot of people have today about the Bible and the church is that it is outdated. Many people have grown up in the church and then decide that it's old-fashioned, it's outdated, and it's behind the times. So Today we have our, quote, modern churches who try to appear that they're with the times. Pastors dressing in skinny jeans with holes all over them, dancing around on the stage like a pop star artist, huge screens all over the building. But there's an endless battle of trying to keep up with people thinking what is currently cool. The church doesn't have to play that game because God's word is never outdated. We are the ones that are out of date. In fact, one of the church fathers said, if you want to remain relevant, you must be eternal. God is eternal. His word is always good, it's always right, and it's always true, no matter what day we are living in. So people get this idea that the word of God is outdated. So I want to bring up the image of a shepherd today. Some might think that's an outdated model because, well, we don't see a lot of shepherds running around today. But I would argue against that. I think that there are shepherds that are hanging around, and I want to think about it a little bit different today. We may not always use the word shepherd, but we have farmers, and we have ranchers, and we have zoologists and biologists. We have veterinarians and trainers and pet owners and pet stores and pet daycares. There are even pet hotels, I'm told. So people take care of animals today. Of course, what God
there's,
is...
There's the Hunt Hotel that I go to with Frau Miski, and you do too. Yeah, you too. There you go.
God is saying that just like animals need people, like shepherds to take care of them, so we also sinners need God to take care of us. It's that simple. Sinners need God. Sinners need the Good Shepherd, the Good Shepherd who cares for his sheep. And I want you to think, I'm thinking we have recently got a puppy. Gracie is her name, and I'm doing a lot of training with her. And it's kind of fun to watch this now that I'm thinking about me being the shepherd to her. And she trusts me because I do things for her. I bathe her. I feed her. I brush her. I do all sorts of things, brush her teeth for her. I do all these things for her. And I've noticed the more I do these things, the more loyal she becomes to me. And so when I tell Gracie to sit and stay, she listens to me. Sometimes she doesn't, though. And that's when I need to go after her and bring her back to me when she goes astray, because I'm worried if she's going to get hit by a car or something like that, and to bring her back. That's what our Good Shepherd does for us, too. He brings us back by means of his law, brings us back into his sheepfold, but always for one reason, always to care for his sheep, to feed us with the Lord's Supper, to bathe us with holy baptism and holy absolution, to give us these great gifts, the Good Shepherd, who ultimately has laid down his life so that we might have life. So that's kind of where I'm thinking about going with it. I need to flesh it out a little bit more, but...
I like it. Yeah. And I was thinking along those same terms. In here in this chapel, we have Good Shepherd Jesus, picture right over there. And, you know, he's the Good Shepherd. You see the shepherd's staff, and the staff is used to keep the sheep together, but also is used to fight off the wolf that is talked about.
And the hired hands.
And the hired hands who don't fulfill that, right? They don't care about the sheep. And it's interesting that, you know, we're all part of the family of God, and our Lord, Jesus is our brother. He cares about the sheep, right? And then on that particular picture, you have the Good Shepherd with the resurrected Lord with the holes in his hands. He's alive and well. And he's still alive and well. In fact, he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven, not to leave us, but to fill all things in heaven and on earth. And whenever and wherever his word is proclaimed, he is shepherding us. He is here for us, present. And he engages others in this work. And if you look at that picture, and I'm sure Thomas will put a picture up for you to see, there's a dog looking adoringly at the shepherd. And the artist wants you to think of that dog as your pastors, sheepdogs. And what do sheepdogs do? They have one eye on the shepherd and one eye on the sheep. They do his bidding. It's kind of interesting. I love this little chapel. And you are invited to be here, too. It's for all the saints to come in and fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, the Good Shepherd who promises never to leave us nor to forsake us. through his word here, he comforts us. So there's some devotional books that we do. And sometimes I just look at the crucifix or look at the pictures, right, of Jesus. And I'm reminded of everything he continues to do for me, taking away my sin, renewing my faith and life. And so I love that dog. By the way, Pastor Berg, if you outlive me and you're still competent and you're preaching my sermon for my funeral, I want that on the cover of the funeral bulletin. Thomas will probably outlive us both, so remember that, Thomas.
We have one of those sheets you can fill out in the office.
Oh, yes. I have it filled out. I have to put that up, okay. Get the cover on. Yeah. Yeah, those are available for you, too. But I think about that and how we're, you know, sheepdogs, they herd, they keep the sheep together, and they do shepherd's bidding. So there's always one eye on the shepherd and one eye on you, caring for you. And sometimes that means, you know, hurting you and pushing you a little, pushing you back, like with the law, if you will. I was just at my son and daughter-in-law's house and visiting our granddaughter Madeline, and they have a herding dog too. And when we're walking down the street, I found this out the last time, so this time I did it on purpose. He, Comet is his name, and he will come to me and he'll just bump me. He'll just push me back to be together with the rest of them. And ultimately, we're charged to do that, so we want you to be with Jesus. We want you to be with the Good Shepherd, but we just simply do his bidding. So I think that's a beautiful picture there.
The other thing about that too, and thinking about the simple commands, right, that you give to a pet, you know, sit, stay, and dogs react to the to those commands, and we don't change them up.
No.
And I want to go back to that about the Word of God being outdated, or the liturgy or the hymnody of the church being outdated. We keep the same words over and over again, because the more we hear those words, the more those words are put into our heart. And so there is a pattern that we do that is rich, so we know the commands, right? And the word.
You know, it reminds me of when someone was singing, we sing hymns with people who are sick when we go and visit, and a daughter picked up for her mom on the hymnody, and she started singing hymns to her mother, and she said, "Pastor, this is speaking directly to this right here and right now." And the hymn was written, you know, in some cases, you know, 1,000 years ago. Yeah. But because the Word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I was picking up on, you know, when you talked about Gracie being in training, well, we're still in training too. We all are. And in some ways, it's the training room where, and other rooms where we study the Word of God, because that Word of God shapes and forms us, and it does for you too, in the way of real life, of genuine life, of real love and real peace. It's all found in Jesus, not in us. And you'll find that out, we all do, right, in the world that seems to be a little crazier every day. None of that stuff lasts, but the stuff of Jesus, he's the Good Shepherd. He's for real, he's here in the flesh, and he's here to carry us ultimately through death to eternal life. Good stuff.
Speaking of familiar words, I'd like to have us look at one of the classic hymns for Good Shepherd Sunday, which many of you know by memory, and it's a very dear and tender hymn that we often learn as children, entitled "I Am Jesus, Little Lamb," hymn 740 from Lutheran's service book. I am Jesus, little lamb, ever glad at heart I am, for my shepherd gently guides me, knows my need and well provides me, loves me every day the same, even calls me by my name. Day by day at home away, Jesus is my staff and stay. When I hunger, Jesus feeds me, into pleasant pastures leads me. When I thirst, he bids me go, where the quiet waters flow. Who's so happy as I am, even now the shepherd's lamb,
And when my short life is ended, by his angel host attended, he shall fold me to his breast, there within his arms to rest.
The benediction that I'd like to leave you today is from Hebrews chapter 13, verses 20 and 21. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good, that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Thank you.